This episode originally aired as a YouTube video. Welcome to Relationship RX Podcast, your prescription for all relationship pain points. I'm your host, Dr. Laura Dabney, and I use my 20 years experience as a psychiatrist to give you actionable tips and strategies you can implement today to create the relationships you deserve. Dr. Laura Dabney, talking about how to spice up your sex life this month. Such a popular topic, both out there and in my office. A lot of people come to me complaining that their sex life is dull, non-existent, boring. And then I look at their relationship and it's dull and boring. And these people will tell me a lot of times it shouldn't matter, but of course it matters. They're related. If you have a boring, dull relationship, is a high chance that's affecting your sex life. It's going to be boring and dull. All right. So I want to talk to you today about ways to spice up your relationship, which could in turn spice up your sex life. One way to do that is to play more. So many of you are so successful in doing a million different things, but you're just checking boxes, or you're just going from one meeting or appointment or expectation to another. That's not play. Not play, that's work, actually. So build in play, teasing, light teasing, flirting, joking, just getting into that rhythm of letting your guard down a little bit and opening up a little bit more in a fun way. Nothing wrong with scheduling play either. Okay, so if you have something that you've never done before and you're both really excited about it, then like going to the trampoline place and jumping on a trampoline or goofy things like that. That takes me to the next subject, which is to take an interest in something together. Exploring new things, think about this, when you're dating, people never refer back to their dating life, but when you're dating, you just automatically. But when we get into a long-term relationship, somehow we stop doing it. When you take an interest together, maybe you want to learn a new language. Maybe you want to learn a new sport. Doing that together is a turn on. It builds excitement. You can have celebrations around that. And that certainly does lead to a better sex life. That goes hand in hand with taking interest in your partner. Maybe if you don't explore something new together, you can explore something new that your partner does. Again, I have so many patients who are, well, she does that, that's not my thing. He does that, and that's not my thing. Well, make it your thing. The more you do a part, the more you're being pulled apart, and that does not support a strong sex life. So consider asking about it at the very least, and maybe having your partner teach you something about what they're doing. Also, a lot of relationships get into a rut. This could be either way. This could be a really, really busy rut, which is going, 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 going. Or it can be a very mundane rut. The busy patients tend to think this is exciting, but it's not. You're just going from event to event to event, checking box, 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 usually with kids involved, but not always. And that's work. If you're just checking boxes or have to go here and then have to go there, that's not fun. That's not exciting. That's work. So on the other hand, the same consequences, however, is the mundane. Work, home, work, home. I'm like, where's your social life? Where are your fun times? Where are your activities? I'm like, well, we don't have time. Well, you got to make time for these things. Yeah, this is not something that's going to drop in your lap. Like, again, like dating, you have to make the date, you have to go on it, you have to find the place, you have to do this, take an interest in the person. Okay, so build this in. I usually say it's a good rule of thumb to, for every uptime, have a downtime. So if you have this busy, busy weekend, take time with your significant other to lay low, just hang out at home for a while, say no to a few things, and same in reverse. Of course, if you have any problems with this or any questions, just let me know. 757-340-8800. thank you for listening to the Relationship RX podcast. Join us next time for more action items to improve your relationships. For more information and help, please visit relationship-rx.com or call me at 757-340-8800. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn under Laura Dabney, MD.